So let me get this straight, Murphy said as we approached my apartment. You're hiding a fugitive from your own people's cops, and you think the guy's been set up in order to touch off a civil war within the White Council. And there's some kind of Navajo boogeyman loose in town, following you around and attempting to kill you, and you aren't sure they're related. More like I don't know how they're related. Yet. Murphy chewed on her lip. Is there anyone on the council who is in tight with Native American boogeymen? Hard to imagine it, I said quietly. Injun Joe Listens to Wind was a senior council member who was some kind of Native American shaman. He was a doctor, a healer, and a specialist in exorcisms and restorative magic. He was, in fact, a decent guy. He liked animals. But someone's a traitor, Murphy said quietly, right? Yeah, I said. Someone. Murphy nodded, frowning at the road ahead of her. The reason treachery is so reviled, she said in a careful tone of voice, is because it usually comes from someone you didn't think could possibly do such a thing. I didn't say anything in reply. In a minute, her car crunched to a stop in the little gravel lot outside my apartment. I picked up the medical kit, the cooler, and my staff, and got out of the car. Call me the minute you know something, she said. Yep, I told her. Don't take any chances if you see something coming. She shook her head. They aren't your kids, Harry. Doesn't matter. Anything you can do to protect them in the hospital. Relax, she said. Your werewolves won't be alone. I'll see to it. I nodded and closed my eyes for a second. Harry, she asked me. Yeah? You don't look so good. It's been a long night, I said. Yeah, she said. Look, I know something about those. Murphy did. She'd had more than her share of psychic trauma. She'd seen friends die, too. My memory turned out an unwelcome flash from years before. Her former partner, Carmichael, half eviscerated and bleeding to death on white institutional tile flooring. I'll make it, I said. Of course you will, she said. There's a lot of ways you could deal, Harry. Some of them are better than others. I care about what happens to you, and I'm here. I kept my eyes closed in order to make sure I didn't start crying like a girl or something. I nodded, not trusting myself to speak. Take care, Harry, she said. You too, I said. It came out a little raspy. I tilted the toolbox at her in a wave and headed into my apartment to see Morgan. I had to admit, I hated hearing the sound of my friend's car leaving. I pushed those thoughts away. Psychic trauma or not, I could fall to little pieces later. I had work to do.